The forecast, sour showers. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Back in the 70s, acid rain was a hot-button issue. After decades of industrial pollution, Congress acted on scientific reports and passed the Clean Air Act. By the 2000s, sulfate and nitrate content in rain dropped by 40%. But now the cloud with the silver lining is revealing a dark side. At the National Science Foundation's Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest in New Hampshire, the very site where acid rain was first identified, scientists have found that although it may be a result of different conditions, we could experience a future acid rain flashback. Using sophisticated computer models of the site, they discovered that today's higher carbon dioxide levels are altering the water quality of forested watersheds in much the same way as acid rain. It's taken years for New England forests, lakes, and streams to recover from the acidification caused by atmospheric pollution. Now, scientists say these forests and streams are under threat again, as climate change likely returns them to an acidified state. They say the environmental implications are severe, only this time, reversing the effects may be much more difficult. It seems the reign of acid rain is far from over.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.